Okay, they got some lyrics here.
Oh, you do?
Well, someone's got lyrics. What's your top beat again thing? Thank you.
say fuck you, you mad.
How much long y'all good for?
I'm gonna call it quits in 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah. How about you guys? How are you feeling?
I don't have to get up.
With my music, I usually follow.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's do it up, man. Let's do it up.
No time to stick with. I'm a white guy.
What is
Oh my god. I missed that. Tonight.
Thanks for showing me Saturn. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it.
We'll do it again. But yeah, it was a little ball and rings, and it had a couple of moons. It was just like the books, except very small.
Yeah,
you know?
But it was clear. I got a good view, and you could see the ring perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
The first time I saw it,
that
like
was
that,
awesome.
It didn't seem real.
Happy I got to see that.
It didn't seem real. It's, we saw Mars too, but that was a little disappointing. It was just a little red ball. You know, there was
I seen one, it wasn't disappointing at all.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Did you get to look at the moon through the scope?
No.
Oh, that was really impressive. We got right down into some of the craters there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the big view where you had low magnification, you'd have it just fill the whole field of view, you know, with the moon. And you could see craters and, you know, mountains and stuff. But then I zoomed into that area, and you could see quite a lot, you know. It's very impressive. In fact, in many ways, the moon is, aside from Saturn, Saturn is neat. But the moon is the best thing to look at in many ways, because with a small telescope, you can still see lots of detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Whereas when you're looking at Mars or almost anything else with a small telescope, it's the kind of deflates you after you've seen it. I saw it.
So the
globular clusters, though,
that
was
cool. The ring around the moon? It's like the clouds sometimes say you see that. Like,
well, it's just an atmospheric thing in our Earth's atmosphere.
Like, sometimes you see it, it's like a big ring just around it.
Yeah.
So. That's like refraction,
that?
Right?
They call that something, a cat. When the moon has a big dog, that's it, it's a dog something.
Mm-hmm.
Moon dog. They call it a moon dog.
Pretty interesting.
Moon dog.
Some sort of atmospheric.
The first time I seen it, I was a teenager and I had a couple of too many funny brownies. And but I seen that. I'm like, am I actually seen that? And turns out I did.
Yeah.
It's
a real phenomenon. It's not your funny brownies.
No, but they were good though.
Well, they probably made it look even more spectacular.
Yeah, we're sliding on crazy carpets.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
I was like 20 years old. I wasn't a kid. Well, I was.
Now this was in winter.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was fun.
Oh, you
know, so bright.
Was Mocha gone for the night?
I don't know. I doubt it, but it might be.
Okay.
Who's that?
I think I'm not going to
call her Mocha.
Yeah, that's Loretta. You met Loretta? Big Mocha woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima.
That's what the Ono people said. They said, oh, she's Aunt Jemima.
She had a beautiful voice.
They met her?
Oh, yeah.
Mocha?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they met her when they came here.
Because three
of the Ono people came. One of them who you had to put to bed, remember?
Yes, I remember
he got
that.
So drunk.
Yeah.
But,
Oh.
Get out.
That's long.
That's healthy shit.
Oh. That's okay, Stu. Yeah. I think we'll let it go to the embers and we're gonna see if we can start seeing meteorites.
Yep.
I found it some interesting linkages. In the recording.
Oh, okay.
If you're doing something like Waltzing Matilda, so instead of just going. But the linkage is sort of neat. You can do this like. Or you can go.
pins tas būšamo pa. Čia per prieš tenš dėmin pagabai.
Four.
Prieš asa, pavačiu savo šiandien, dėmin mėti dėmin.
Pretty easy, it's just C.
I don't know if I'm in tune.
Let's hear your E. Pretty close. So yeah, it's easy to see because you can see the chord progression here. It's like C, G, A minor, F. So it's just C, G, A minor, F.
Okay.
So C, G, A minor, F. And that's all there is to it, really. Yeah, if you were to strum it, I'd be able to get it down together. So try that. So C, G, A minor. The whole chord sequences. And then there's one more time. So the three sequences are, and then the chorus is just. And then it's back to. That's right. Yeah, it's a cool song, you know. So it does the one sequence, one sequence, and then CG, one sequence, then CG, and then the chorus, which is Waltz, Saint Matilda, Waltz, Saint Matilda, which is just CG, sorry, CF,
CG.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do this rock and roll.
Okay, two, three, four. Australian national anthem.
Oh, is it?
It isn't, but people treat it that way. Hopefully,
they're
keeping people awake.
No, but I think it was a good way to.
Then
it's getting weird.